This is the final segment of a three-part series by the Forever Rivers Foundation, talking to our corporate partners about the effects of COVID-19 in the outdoor industry, as well as their specific businesses. Today, we're talking with Craig Baker. Craig, thank you very much for joining me. Can you please tell me a bit about Mayfly Outdoors?
All right, Mayfly Outdoors is a company that owns other outdoor companies, essentially. We invest in brands that have a lot of promise that we think we can add something to. And, we do our best to improve them and make them even better. And so in the past 5 or 6 years, we've acquired 3 companies. First, Able Reels, a fly fishing reel manufacturer. Secondly, Ross Reels, another fly fishing reel manufacturer. And just recently this fall, we acquired Airflow Fishing Products, which is a fly line manufacturer in the country of Wales.
Can you please tell us how COVID-19 has affected your business?
Yeah, it has greatly affected our business. To put it shortly, it could not have come at a worse time for us, actually. The way that our season works is a good portion of our revenue comes in March, April, and May, the time where COVID hit us the hardest. So understandably, like most of the rest of the world, we were hit, and getting hit in those particular months is especially painful to the overall kind of percentage of our revenues. That being said, we're not overly pessimistic about the outlook of how we come out on this. We kept all of our people employed. We committed to that, kept them employed the whole time, despite having to shut down. Depending on the factory, we've got 3 factories, one in California, one in Montrose, Colorado, another one in Wales, and they've all had different shutdown, stay-at-home orders and different things like that that we're dealing with. It greatly has affected. I would say, in the UK, it may have affected upward to 90% of our revenues in some of these months, a little bit less, 70% of our revenues in Colorado. So, I mean, yes, it's really hard to miss that in the time that that COVID-19 really affected us. But it's really starting to change. There's still a lot of demand for our product. In fact, much more demand than we can produce. So while we have big challenges, I guess they're the challenges that you would relatively want coming out of this.
How do you think the fishing industry is going to change moving forward in a post-COVID-19 world?
That's a great question. If we're speaking mostly about the U.S. market, I would say that the fishing industry is actually quite strong. As far as consumer demand goes, I think consumer demand is high, if not maybe even marginally higher in some ways. I think if you kind of look at it from a bird's eye view here, we've got a lot of people that aren't in college, aren't in high school, or the kids aren't in school. Now that's kind of finishing up anyway. They're not going to church. There's no sports to watch on TV. Social distancing is either a requirement or recommendation. And what better way to social distance than to go fishing? And for us, especially fly fishing, which requires more space and casting and, these types of things. So consumer demand for us is quite high. And I think that it maybe even fundamentally has changed to some degree where, people are maybe even interested in doing it even more. It also comes with pretty good weather that's happened this early summer, late spring as well. So I think that's good. Now, how do the health, the outlooks on health and things affect the whole industry? I think that largely more is affected by what our local governments choose to do in reaction to the pandemic. If governments continue to shut things down or shut things down even more than they have been, it could really adversely affect. But as long as, you know, to some degree, retailers can continue to sell, whether that's on their websites or in safe ways, and consumers are able to fish, I think it's still quite strong.
Does Mayfly have any advice or products that'll help people get out and enjoy the outdoors responsibly?
Well, you know, my short answer is if you're not fly fishing, you should pick it up, because it's a beautiful way to get outdoors. Anyone of any age can do it. And it's what we say is, you know, fish usually don't live in ugly places. And so it's just such a nice way to enjoy being outside and take advantage of maybe the fact that there's not a lot of other activities that would have otherwise occupied your time. So I have to put a shameless plug in for that. But, you know, when it comes to goods or services that we're offering, you know, obviously everything we offer is are things that can allow people to enjoy the outdoors. Now, we're not the business that has chosen to take part in, you know, making N95 masks or anything to that degree. And, you know, we're more looking at things on a positive note and saying, hey, you know what? Try fly fishing. It's a great way to get out and do something new, or do more of something that you've forgotten that you love. And we'll keep tooting that horn until we can't.
You've largely discussed this already, but do you have any thoughts on how outdoor recreation can help people both physically and mentally?
Yeah, I mean, what do they say? Vitamin D cures a lot of ailments. You know, I think just getting out and doing something is really good. You know, most of the fly fishing retailers, fly shops, guide services, they're running. And while they may make you stand outside for a minute because there's three people in the store and their store's small and for social distancing purposes, for the meantime, you know, they're full of information, happy to help and teach. They are offering guide services. And I know a lot of people that are getting out and trying it for the first time right now and really enjoying that. So for me, fly fishing is totally cathartic and something that resets me. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of fishing, a lot of mountain biking and otherwise recently that really kind of helps level set, reduces anxiety, helps me feel better, and I think everyone can do the same thing.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you for speaking with us today, and really want to thank Mayfly Outdoors for being a corporate partner and helping us create a sustainable source for supporting healthy river programs.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and you know, I think we all have to pull on the rope in the same direction to get things done, and we appreciate what you do as well.